You are no longer muted.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 5 o'clock on Monday, the 15th of June, 2020. And this is the continuation of the Town of Curry Beach Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to continue the meeting?
So moved, Mayor.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Starting with the department head meetings, or department head information on the weekend, Chief Bowden.
Menu updates, everything's going good. Weather helped us out this weekend, keeping it down to a minimum, so, and they roll updates.
All right, thank you. Arlen, finance?
Nothing for finance.
Nikki?
No new updates.
Chief Kennedy?
Thank you, Council. I have no real updates. Lifeguards had a rainy weekend. The fire department was slightly busy. We did have a structured fire in Carolina Beach, but pertaining to anything COVID related, I have no updates at this time.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Chief. John?
No updates, sir.
No updates. Mandy?
No updates.
No updates. Okay. With the weather, it appears we had a pretty calm weekend, with the exception of some water issues. The only thing that continues to be out in front of us is the fact that the state continues to grow the number of cases, even though I believe the number of hospital bed use is down. You have anything to report?
So for council, I'm showing up on the screen today's situation report. So the EOC has started sending out daily reports during the week. Our county still remains at 5 deaths, which is good. We're up to 413 positive cases. 12 of those are out-of-state residents. So 12 of the 413 were from out-of-state residents. This is kind of the confirmed cases, which is not as big an issue, but currently hospitalized across the state, 797. So we are continuing to see an uptick, and that's really the only one in all of this that is one for council to pay attention to. The real issue, and you've seen it if you've been watching any of the major news, is multiple states are now continuing to increase again. So North Carolina is in that multiple of states that are increasing. And the concern is if it gets to a threat to access to health care, the governor would have to basically bring back in some of the issues from before. So that's where we're at. So we continue to go up on hospitalizations. At this time, we're still not worried about implementing anything, but I think that's why the governor's sort of paused on phase three announcements. And that's kind of where we are.
Okay.
Nothing for the town to do at this time, but just to continue to be aware. I want council to be aware if it continues to go in the wrong direction, the county and the governor could reach out to us to take actions again. But nothing at this time.
Now, we were all in a meeting all afternoon, personnel related. Did the governor have anything to say about 2.5 today? No.
I didn't see it.
Okay.
We haven't gotten any updates from the news agency.
No, we have nothing.
Anything said must be important.
Okay. Any statements from the rest of council?
No, for me. No.
How many people are on, Mandy?
We have 22.
Any questions?
Star 6, unmute yourself, please.
Any questions sent in, Mandy? No. I recommend we continue to extend this meeting, depending on what happens with the growth of cases and the direction from the governor. So what time would you recommend, Council?
Council, be okay with going to the following Monday, or do we believe we need to do it Friday? Department has any issues you think we should be ready for the weekend? Chiefs?
Everybody's scheduled.
How about next Monday?
Monday, 5 o'clock.
Make a motion, we extend this meeting to 5 p.m. Monday, June 22nd.
Second.
All right, motion and second for Monday, June 22nd at 5 o'clock. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
The meeting has been locked.